This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We make jokes about feminists trying to force men to pee sitting down, and then they want to pee standing up. It just shows the obsession with, like, mental illness. I mean, just insanity. While the whole world goes on around us, and we're a planetoid in space, they're attacking the very species that we are. Meanwhile, you guys are down on the border, and there's just drugs being hauled right in front of you. Now you've got to give the license number that you got to the police. Other points you'd like to make? I know they came to your hotel, Josh.
Yeah, well, so we got back to upload this video, and I was upstairs, and I was on the phone at the time, and I had pushed the button to go down on the elevator, and as soon as the door opened, one of the two young men who was bouncing the basketball, who first came up to us when we were out there, was in the elevator. These kids live there. I mean, they're not tourists. It wasn't a tourist area. It wasn't an area anybody visits unless you're smuggling in drugs. And he was in the elevator, so he wasn't looking at me. He was looking out the backside of the elevator, almost like he was looking up and down to see if there was any, you know, trying to see if he noticed anybody on the levels. So I just immediately kind of darted over and went around the side, and he didn't see me. Then we go downstairs, and there's another guy who doesn't look like he fits in at the hotel. His shirt's a little dirty, just doesn't look like he's, you notice when people aren't where they're supposed to be. He was staring at us while we were sitting downstairs. And I thought, well, maybe I'm just being a little bit paranoid because of what just happened. And, you know, the Los Zetas, the cartel that controls that area, there have been said that they're the most dangerous, most technologically advanced drug runners. So anyways, we go up to the room. Maybe 25 minutes later, the guy's gotten up. He's standing in front of my hotel room, leaning over the balcony on his phone, glancing up at me as I walk by. So I put my key in the door, and he turns around and steps behind me. So my immediate reaction is, I'm not going to open this door and come in here and let him come behind me and shut the door behind me.
I'm going to be honest. I would be close to decking him in the face at that point.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just
good you guys got out of there. Please continue.
Well, so I turned around and I walked the other way. He kind of looked back at me, and then he just kept walking the opposite direction. So at that point, we barricaded ourselves in our room. Because, you know, that's what we did. That seemed like the smart thing to do at the time.
And I bet you weren't armed. I bet you got in fetal positions.
I urinated on myself a little bit.
Did you do it sitting down? That's sexist.
I did it sitting down. I made sure I had to be
polite. Oh, well, thank God. We did, though. No joke, though. I removed the license plate. We hid the vehicle.
Yeah.
I got under the vehicle because at one point we left the vehicle vulnerable when it was parked there when Josh and I were down there.
Sure.
So I got on my hands and knees and looked for any kind of tracking device.
But let me guess. I bet you have the HD 556 at the ready.
Oh.
No, we never do that. Anyway, so what happened next?
So but just all in all, it was very strange. The fact that, you know, here we are. We go to this random spot. The Border Patrol's driving away. As this drug deal happens, we see the vehicle as it's driving away almost get T-boned by a semi-truck. We're in the middle of nowhere, really. You know, most of the trucks that are coming through are Border Patrol and or some semi-trucks that are transporting stuff. There's houses are a good bit ways away.
What did the Border Patrol think of you guys?
They didn't say anything. I mean, they probably thought we were part of the deal or something. They didn't have any clue because they just sat there. They watched us pull up. I even got to the back of the vehicle waiting on one of them to approach us because normally, whenever we go out there to the border, they'll come up and say, hey, what's going on? What are you guys doing out here?
Not these guys.
No, they just sat there. And then when we walked down to the embankment, those kids came by. Border Patrol jetted off, and then the drug deal happened. So, I mean, this was, like I said, one in a million. You never see something like this. Over the year that we've been covering this, I've been all the way from Brownsville all the way into California looking at the border, Arizona, all that. Never come across.
A lot of times they use tunnels under the Rio Grande.
This was a wide part in the river, too. This wasn't like in El Paso, where it's a lot more narrower, shallower. Yeah, shallow. This was an actual wide, deep.
Well, let me just say this. You guys come back, cover it in detail from start to finish, all the facets of it, then bugging out of there. Great job. And you're going to be hosting the show. So great job, Joe Biggs. Great job, Josh Owens. I tell you, has it been an adventure since you've been here, guys?
To say the least.
Hey, I needed an adrenaline rush when I got out of the military, and this is definitely I definitely know short of that around here whatsoever.
It's a battle for the Republic right here in the homeland.
Yeah, there's still something going on.
Toe-to-toe with the New World Order. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm now your host, Joe Biggs, and I'm with me right now. We have Josh Owens, and we just recently got back from a trip to the border in Laredo, Texas, where we were planning to go and interview Donald Trump and kind of ask him about some of his different stances on immigration, veterans, things like that. But things didn't turn out that we wanted to, did it, Josh?
No, not at all. Not at all. And like I said earlier, we didn't go down there necessarily to capture illegals coming across the border. We especially, because like Big said, we've been along the border through Arizona, California, Texas. So we've seen a lot, but we haven't seen anything quite like this, and we really weren't expecting it. But just to start over to explain what we were doing, we went out there to talk about Trump because Trump has brought, you know, kind of shined light once again on the border while running for president. So we went out there to get in, you know, get a couple questions with him, interview him because he was out there doing his presidential PR. Biggs dropped the pin on his iPhone so we could find a place along the border, just a scenic area where we could shoot a quick report that night leading up to the next day, which would have been this morning. And so we went to this area. It was pretty desolate. There were two Border Patrol cars not far from where we were. Like Big said, we actually had to loop around to come back and find a little dirt road to pull into. It was almost like a trail. So we pull in, and all of a sudden we hear a bouncing a basketball, which was strange because there were no kids around. There were no houses. There weren't people around there. It wasn't an area where there were people hanging out. It was a road. There was no sidewalk. There was nowhere for these kids to be. There was a road. So we heard the bouncing basketball.
But we didn't even see them walking by as we drove up to that area. So did someone drop them off? I mean, that's like you said, there's no houses for them to walk to. That's not a normal area for two young teenage boys to just be walking around in the middle of the day like that. I mean, that's super shady.
So we heard them. We heard the sound of a basketball, which was odd. And then all of a sudden, I was getting the stuff out of the car, and then I saw these two young men. These two young men were coming behind the car, and they stopped and they looked at us strangely. And then all of a sudden, they just turned around. So it was like they were walking in one direction, and then they just turned back around the other way because they saw us. The whole reason they were there, which we ultimately found out, was to scout out the area because these people were about to come over with a large amount of drugs. And I'm talking what would have amounted to millions of dollars of drugs, depending on what the drug was. And we know that the Las Vegas are, especially in that area, they is one of the biggest cocaine trafficking areas. So at the time, they're two younger kids. You're not going to think, oh, these guys are a lookout for the cartel, for the Las Vegas. That's not what we were thinking. We were thinking these are just kids. Maybe we should lock the door because they may, you know, mess with our stuff. So we see that the Rio Grande is right next to, right across this little trail is right next to us where we were parked. So we go down there to shoot a report, yada, 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 yada. We shot the whole report, and all of a sudden behind me, the kids come down and are taking photos of us. And at the time, I'm shooting B-roll, so I don't even see the kids. And Biggs is like, hey, look up there. You know, they're taking pictures of us. I turn around, and they just kind of walk past us, you know. Kind of smile.
Nonchalantly.
Yeah, and walk past us. Even then, I was like, well, these kids, you know, they're interested because we have cameras.
We were kind of complacent, though. I mean, as many times as we've been to the border, we should have known a little bit better. We were just expecting to go there for the whole Trump interview, and then we kind of get down there and get thrown into the situation. Not many people really ever get to encounter when they're out there. I mean, like you said, over a year, I've never come across that before yet. We've seen people passing over the border. We've shown how easy it is to cross the border. And yet you got these Democrats saying, oh, the borders are secure. There's fine. There's nothing going on whatsoever. But we keep seeing it. We keep showing it. And every time we go down there, it gets crazier and crazier.
Yeah, it plays into a lot of the hearts and minds. It's like, well, these people, you know, they're you know, they have to come across the border because they can't live over there. They have to come across the border. And the point that we make is that look at the type of people that are coming across the border. One thing that I personally, just to give my personal opinion, I don't necessarily agree with Trump when he says that the majority of them are rapists or murderers, and some of them,
yeah, small majority,
you would assume, yeah, are good people. I don't necessarily agree with that. But we do know that there are rapists and murderers on both sides of the fence, but that those are the ones that a lot of them have been caught coming across the border. And they found prayer rugs. So it's not just people from Mexico.
Other than Mexicans.
Yeah, other than Mexicans. Prayer rugs, Korans. Biggs dressed up as an ISIS jihadi and walked across the border. So we know that whether it's happened or not, and we know it's happened, we know that they've set up camps across the border.
I mean, we've seen them bring illegals into Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio,
exactly,
housing them there, not going through proper procedures to screen these children as whether or not they have any kind of viruses, illnesses whatsoever. And meanwhile, they're camped right next door to soldiers or airmen going through AIT, which is Advanced Individual Training, to learn their MOS in the Air Force. Now, if you're a parent, do you want someone like that who's not documented, who hasn't had, you know, the proper checkups to be around your soldier when they're supposed to be there under, you know, the watch of these supervisors, and they're just being allowed to sit there and bake out in the sun for days on end, God knows what they have.
Exactly. But once again, the soldiers are not the top priority.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't care anything about soldiers, just like the fact that the attack at Chattanooga, the fact that these soldiers aren't allowed to arm themselves whatsoever. And meanwhile, you get patriots across the country flood out to these recruiting centers by the hundreds. and they set up posts. They sit out there. I myself spent 3 days, 2.5 days actually, guarding the one in South Austin. And now the Department of the Army has the gall to come out and say that we're a security threat? Come on. What kind of country do we live in when our government fails and we can't stand up to help protect the soldiers who go overseas to fight and die for the freedoms, the right for you to complain, the right for you to be whatever it is you want to be, and we can't let citizens come out there and help out a little bit? It's kind of pathetic that we actually have to have citizens come out there and do that anyways. The government should already go ahead and pass this so these guys can sit there and to sit there every day. For the, you know, for the 2.5 days I was there, to watch the wives of those airmen, Marines, soldiers come up and say, thank you, my kids, thank you, because I'm going to get to see my husband another day, because they are scared that another attack like Chattanooga can happen again. And you got these bureaucrats at the Pentagon, you got these higher ups who could care less. You know, they have our military marching around in high heels. It's ridiculous. We look like a joke to ISIS. The reason that I just can't believe that we've turned our military and the American pride that we used to have in this country, we look like a soft target.
Yeah, and I think with what I got of what you're saying is the worst, or not the worst, but, you know, a horrible thing about what you're saying is that it's the veterans and their families that are having to, you know, carry this burden. You know, every single day it affects their lives. You know, I was never in the service. I wasn't in the military. I have some family that was, but it's not a thought that's on my mind every day. It crosses my mind occasionally when I see it in the news and I hear, you know, when I talk to some friends, but it's not something that controls my life, controls my thoughts. And you have to think, the veterans and their families, their wives, their kids, it's something that affects them every second of every day.
Well, because most of their husbands have been in the military for 20 plus years. Once they get to that recruiting position, a lot of times they've already been deployed. So they've had to worry about whether or not their husband's going to come back home, whether or not their husband's going to see their kids again, whether or not their kids are going to grow up without a father, and then to have them come back and get a pretty chillaxed job like a recruiter, which is one of the jobs I wish I could always got just to take a break for a little bit from everything, and to have to worry about whether or not your husband or wife's going to come back from just going out and recruiting or sitting in the office talking to people, talking to recruits, and getting shot up.
That should be the time where they are at ease when their fathers, their mothers, their husbands, their wives are back home and not overseas. Yet now they can't. That can't even be a time now where they can, you know, have that comfort.
My father was in the Marine Corps. My best friend that I've had since I was about 4 or 5, I consider him a brother. I've called him a brother my entire life. He calls me a brother. He was a devil dog. And to sit there and tell these guys they can't wear their own uniform when they go into their jobs as a recruiter, I mean, that's a punch in the face. That's like telling me I can't wave an American flag. I am an American. I am very proud of what I've done for my country. I love my country. I will give my life for my country, and I will give my life for those around me in support of those freedoms. And when you strip a uniform from a Marine, when you tell them they can't do that, that is the most degrading thing you could ever do. You know, I mean, no wonder ISIS sits there and goes, yeah, this is an easy target. I mean, it's out of control. And there's just so many crazy things going on. I mean, every time we come in here and we look at these different articles every day, it's almost like we live in this time warp. It seems like a futuristic movie.
Yeah, and one thing that I've noticed on recent trips, it seems like now almost every trip that I go on, something happens to reinforce what's going on in these articles. Something happens to, you know, because sometimes people, they get complacent and they think, well, it's just the news. They're hyping stuff up. This isn't really going on. Donald Trump is just trying to, you know, he's finding this segment of people that has a belief and he's just reinforcing it to get votes. And then we show up and then we see people smuggling in drugs. And, you know, regardless of the discussion of whether drugs should be legalized or not, the fact of the matter is that illegal immigrants are crossing over an open border, bringing drugs into the United States. Yet we're bad.
We talk about it. Yeah.
You know, and I'm truly shocked that no one's picked up this video. I guess my naivety, I thought this morning it would be everywhere, because I honestly believe if any other news outlet would have picked this up, it would be circulated in the news. This would be a much bigger story.
They showed video footage down in on the Mexico border where they were riding Sea-Doos around. But you didn't see something like this, paddling across with drugs, going up an embankment and then making that. I mean, we had awesome footage from right across the street. You don't get to see that every day. And a lot of people question what's going on. So we'll be back here in just a little bit with the Alex Jones Show. Coming out of the break, we'll be back. We'll talk about some more topics. Thank you.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com. RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, with Joshua Owens.
Now we're going to get back into the story you were talking about, Josh.
Right, so just to preface, at this point, we're not there looking for immigrants crossing the border. We're there to shoot a quick report about Trump being in Laredo, Texas. So these two kids, which at the time we didn't realize were spotters, have taken photos of us, have gotten our license plate number, have and now they're kind of off on the side. I mean, I guess I don't know if they left. I don't know where they went. They just disappeared off into the bushes.
Well, they're probably trying to see if we were a threat or not.
Right. So behind Biggs, after all this has taken place, when it finally clicks what those kids are doing there, I see seven or eight young men jump into the Rio Grande. And this, like he said, when he crossed the border in El Paso, the Rio Grande is
much shallower.
Very shallow. This is very, very deep. So as you can see in this video, they're crossing over. And I don't know if they have, at the time, I think we thought they had rafts, but I think they were balancing on these boxes of drugs.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell from that far back.
Yeah. Well, because honestly, and this is the one thing I haven't talked about yet. When we got this footage, just as you hear Big saying earlier in the video, you can see this video on Infowars.com and on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Big says this is breaking news. We got to go get this up. So we run up to the car to get this up. Biggs blocks the road, although there is no traffic. There's no one coming. He's just making sure no one's
coming.
Because
we had trees on both sides. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah. This is the only vehicle, as you can see in this video, this is the only vehicle that drove by other than this red Expedition, this burgundy Expedition, while we were sitting there. So we toyed with the idea of walking down the trail and getting close-up footage of what we thought, or what I thought, was a family.
Well, I just thought it was people going to come over with some clothes. When they first started hopping over that rail, I thought they had a raft because I thought they deflated the raft. And then once I started looking, those were drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same stuff you see on Breaking Bad or when you're watching some kind of a show like that with the Border Patrol out there.
Exactly. So we kind of mutually decided not to go down this trail.
Thank God.
Thank God we did, because who knows what could have happened. We could have been murdered. You know, and in that moment, I thought back after we saw the drugs, as soon as we were leaving, I thought back to the time when we were in El Paso. We drove out, I can't remember the name of the mountain, but we drove out about an hour and a half outside of El Paso.
Yeah, that's when we're looking for those ISIS spotters.
Where there were apparent ISIS spotters watching the border so that people could come over with drugs.
Yeah.
We were an hour and a half from anything. We were in the middle of nowhere. We had no cell service. There was the last Border Patrol agent we saw, as we noticed this time, it's not like it would have mattered. It's not like they would have helped.
Yeah.
Was maybe 20 minutes back.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we had to go down that long, winding dirt road where there was just zero chance of getting any help whatsoever.
And in that moment, I thought, if this would have taken place there, there's a very good possibility we would be dead.
Especially with the truck that was picking up the drugs, because you know those guys are going to be armed. They're going to have some kind of AK-47, because there's probably going to be other rival gangs, you know, whatever have you, on that side of the border, on our side, and those guys would be armed to the teeth. If we would approach something like that, forget about it. I mean, luckily, we didn't make that decision.
And that's one of the things that I want to say to these morons who comment on these videos and say that we've made this up and that this isn't real. The stuff that we're doing is real. We're putting ourselves in danger to get this information out, which a lot of mainstream media doesn't do. Some of them do. I'm not saying they all don't, but a lot of them don't. So when people see, I think that's the issue. I think when people see real stuff like this, they think, oh, it has to be fake. There's no way it can.
I mean, there's a good chance that I myself, when crossing over the border dressed up like a jihadi, holding a severed head and a sword, that a Border Patrol agent could have just easily driven down that road at that exact time that we decided to pull that stunt. I could be dead right now.
And if you'll remember, just to give people a little behind the scenes, we were kind of freaked out. We were like, oh, this is a big deal.
I mean, I felt nervous at my stomach. I mean, my stomach was knotted up. We were going back and forth. Should we do it? Should we not do it? Is this worth dying over? You know, and the same thing when we went to Mexico the last time, when I crossed over in the border to go look for that ISIS base. I mean, my stomach was in knots. But once I got over there and I could kind of get in that combat mode, I felt relaxed in that situation. But it was a different nervous this time around, because when you're driving, when I was going through an opera, I saw some spotters here and there, but I didn't know what anyone's intentions were. You knew what these guys' intentions were. Their intentions were to get those drugs over the border, regardless of what's going on. They didn't care. I mean, you can see the one guy that's loading up the back of the vehicle, holding the door up. He looks back and sees us. So you know those guys in that red Expedition saw us as well. Well, thank you for watching The Alex Jones Show and listening as well. Make sure you tune in tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, with Josh Owens.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I talk a lot about the Manhattan Project. In fact, will you guys give me a printup from the encyclopedia on that? To talk about a program that in today's dollars cost over $1 trillion. It was tens of billions back at the time. And they kept it secret for 4 years with more than 100,000 people working directly on the project with pretty much full knowledge, with hundreds of thousands of others having partial knowledge. Now, the eugenics global takeover, the New World Order takeover, is conservatively about 100 times bigger than the Manhattan Project. Because within it, you have the geoengineering project that's bigger than the Manhattan Project and kept secret. You've got all these other projects, the soft kill projects, the fluoride in the water, the GMO designed to brain damage and cause infertility, the chemicals added to the plastics. And then the globalists even write books admitting they're doing it. And it comes out in ABC News, secret meeting at Einstein University with the Rockefellers and royalty on how to reduce population. And then we go read the minutes of subdirectorates that are public, and they're admitting the plan. And I've talked about it. They tried to bring my dad into this Manhattan Project when he was a junior in high school. They tested 150 of the highest test score people. He would spend a lot of his high school time that year when he was a junior and senior at University of Texas, being inducted into their Plan 2 program. And he got called aside by the director of the program, six of them, took them into his office for coffee. This is when they were seniors. He entered it when he was a junior. And he told them. And by the way, my dad remained friends with this guy. And when I was a kid, and we'd come down to Austin to visit my grandparents, my mom's parents lived here, they sometimes would break away and, you know, go say hi to him at his house. And that was Professor Speer, who was from Germany but was Jewish, head of the botany department. And he called my dad in with five other people and said, "You are, from our test, the smartest people, wide spectrum in Texas." He's obsessed with breeding plants and breeding moths and all this other stuff. And he said, "We'd like to induct you guys into a eugenics program to get you seated in place in governmental positions." And it is eugenics. It's not like the Nazi eugenics. It's a larger plan across the board for the good. And my dad never became a part of it. And the reason I raise that here, before I get into all this other news, is the border being wide open is now proven to be public, that the government pays to ship the illegals in and ships to the Democratic-controlled bases, large churches and other facilities, to then be given a driver's license and able to vote, and then to be put on welfare to bring the country down. And we broke it. It's been proven. It's a fact. They could keep that secret for a year. It took us a year to discover it, and it was only because the Border Patrol called us. This was going on for a year. Now it's 2 years. Completely open, completely illegal, gigantic program, shipping millions in, 40-something thousand pairs of 6X underwear. I mean, that's the folks they're shipping in from Latin America, is the total welfare heads where those countries are collapsing, not the hardworking folks we've gotten in the past. How could they keep that secret? How do they keep it secret that they've been funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda for 5 years against Syria, Libya, and Egypt, and now it's come out in Congress? They just do it. How do they keep it secret that they worked with Saudi Arabia to carry out 9/11, and now it's starting to come out? So all of this is like a Manhattan Project. The whole New World Order operates that way, using our resources, our money. I was on Jenny McCarthy's syndicated radio show this morning. I'm going to get her to come on ours. And she was like, "No, that makes a lot of sense. I understand it." And we were going over the soft kill documents of the plan, how they don't want you to just, you know, they give you a shot and you die in an hour. That becomes too obvious. They give you a shot and then you die of cancer 10 years later. Everyone I know has a close friend who's 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 who's dying of cancer. I have two close friends who their best friends are dying, both women, age 30 and 36, right now. Super healthy people, yoga teachers, you name it. Cancer rates in children, depending on the cancer, but on average are up more than 10,000% since 1955. Look it up. Lung cancer in women is up sevenfold, even though smoking has declined over the last 30 years in women and men. We're being murdered. They're spraying aluminum salts and barium and everything else you can imagine added to the jet fuel. It's partially declassified. It's a giant Department of Energy program. NASA admits the Earth is now 30% darker because of it, the persistent contrails. That's another Manhattan Project. They estimate half the public by 2025 in England will have cancer. We're being murdered by a globalist eugenics Manhattan Project. And I'm going to say it again before I get to the news, because it's all that matters at the end of the day. And I'm going to go back into the history books and actually do some reports on this. It came out in the Nuremberg trial, the plan that the Germans had working with the UK and working with what they saw as Aryan populations to resettle. But they were going to be liberators to Africa, Latin America, Asia. They were going to have the Japanese as the super race over the Asians, and they were going to allow them to operate. They believed the Japanese were smart enough to be able to be part of the conspiracy. And the emperor was a big eugenicist, that's all well known, of Japan. And they were going to take over, advertise that they were there to help, keep leaders of the group, of whatever racial group they were taking over in, up front, just like Margaret Sanger did, buying off the black leaders, and that they would then put poison in the water and in the food to slowly debilitate and dumb the public down over several generations, then phasing everyone out. And that's what we're under. We're being murdered. Do you understand that? I mean, you think we tell you 10 years ago that Planned Parenthood sells baby parts? That had come out in lawsuits then. Now it's all admitted. And so I just want to warn everybody over at these White House-run outfits who make jokes at Media Matters and make jokes at Salon and make jokes at Raw Story and make jokes over at MSNBC. Listen, it's all going to come out. And people are going to remember those of you that went along with this, and you're going to be held accountable at Nuremberg-style trials. This isn't funny. So you go ahead and try to indict the governor, try to indict the attorney general in Texas, because they're investigating Planned Parenthood, and because they're investigating the carbon tax, and because they're investigating the open border. You go ahead and try to indict me, because I know they got me getting followed around. You go ahead and pull whatever you're going to pull. We're not on the side that chops up babies and sells their organs. Got it? So you picked your side. That's good. But those people out there that read your publications and watch your television shows that are being preyed on need to understand you're working under some very, very evil people. And you might want to think twice about what you're part of. Because they put fluoride in everybody's water. They try to force inoculations on everybody, including their servants. And it's come out that in the U.S. and in Europe and in China and Japan, the elites get clean, good, engineered, true vaccines that have side effects but really can protect you. You try to misrepresent that we're against the science of inoculation. That's not what's being said here. You put out poisonous bilge. And you're basically taking part in this whole situation when you defend it. Guys, they've got a warehouse door open over there into my studio. They don't have both doors sealed. It sounds like a freight train's wrecking in there. Can we get those shut? Thank you. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have a decision to make. And now the federal government is announcing they're going to track adults that are unvaccinated and start trying to basically force you to take shots and use the IRS as the enforcement mechanism, just as they're now doing in Australia. This is a global plan. And believe me, being trendy, wearing different color socks that don't match, going to a gay pride parade and supporting Caitlyn Jenner, I know you think is a force field that makes you morally super intellectual and super smart, but I'm going to try to explain to you that's all just pop diversions while the real world goes on to have us fighting with each other, and you're drinking poison water, you're being injected with deadly cancer viruses, you're being fed GMO that kills the guinea pigs that eat it. You're being fed corn that kills the pigs that eat it. And so when you get cancer at 40, or your wife or husband does, or your son or daughter does, Or when you know, everybody in your family history had healthy kids, but you have two kids, and both of them, one of them's brain damaged, and the other one's got deformities. Just understand, you were hit and hit hard, and you deserve to know who killed you. You see, the 223 or 556 bullet was developed to not kill statistically on average, but to wound, because they found that that would sap enemy resources, having to take care of a person that was wounded by a high velocity round that goes 2,300 feet per second that tends to break up inside the body, because the Geneva Convention banned hollow point bullets. The Pentagon got around it by creating a fragmentation full metal jacket round that would get around the Geneva Convention. Now, why do I bring that up? Because that's what autism is. That's what neurological disorders skyrocketing are. It's not just the background radiation threefold what it was in 1945 in the Northern Hemisphere. It's not just the chemicals and the glyphosates in the water. It's not just the plastic linings. It's not just the vaccines. It's all of it together, and they're just exacerbating it to make it as horrible as they can. So remember, you're laughing now. You won't be laughing later. So just remember when you're burying your small child who dies from cancer or who dies from having violent seizures every hour. Just remember when you take your 18-month-old in and get that third round of shots and they have a convulsion in the car and then they never talk again, that I warned you and it wasn't funny. It's not funny for Jenny McCarthy. She said, I don't know what's going on, but there was one in 25,000 30 years ago with autism, and now it's one in 58, and it's set to be one in 10 by 2025, and then one in 5, and then one in 3, until suddenly nobody can talk, and everyone's drooling, and the average person is throwing feces up against the wall, and then no one's asking, what's going on? Why is this happening? Because there's a giant globalist program poisoning the food and water by design. Read John P. Holdren, the White House Science Czar's own book, written 40 years ago. 41 years ago now, in 1974, with Paul Ehrlich. And again, I've got hundreds of incredible articles, important stuff to cover. I've got a mother saying the murder by an illegal alien of her son was a 9/11 attack for their family. We've got a woman who died in Texas jail cell mentioned previous suicide attempts. We've got commodities collapse just before last stock market crash. So guess what's happening right now? We're going to go over that. It's all coming up today, but before I go any further, I'm going to fund this operation right now. It is such an honor to be your host, such an honor to be able to be independent, such an honor to be able to put up a defense of liberty. You see the White House-run publications every day screaming in anger, now calling for us to be shut down and shut up, open to totalitarianism, because we are just beating them over the head with the truth. And it's not just InfoWars. But InfoWars is another key platform to put out the Planned Parenthood videos and then to put it into context. That's where we're really dangerous to the establishment, is we show how it connects into the larger plan. I mean, they thought you were dumb. They thought you'd never wake up to geoengineering. They thought you'd never wake up to soft kill in the food chain. They thought you'd never wake up to what carbon taxes really were. They thought you'd never wake up to radical Islam being funded by criminals in the Western intelligence agencies as a pretext to take over. They never thought you'd wake up to Cloward and Piven or Agenda 21. They thought you'd never get it because it was so horrifying. But now people get it, and they don't care what the mainstream media says or how much they laugh at us or when they come out and say there is no Planned Parenthood video. And none of it's real. It's a hoax. And Margaret Sanger loved black people. That's what they're in the news today saying. Good. Lie more. Continue to spew your bull. Tell people the sky is red. Conspiracy theorists, that means think for yourself, have hijacked the GOP. What happens when Trump, Cruz, and Carson start following Alex Jones's lead? And that is our greatest victory, is that we've changed the talking points from the rhino neocon folks that used to have talk radio hosts say there's no world government, no plan for anything, no plan for a carbon tax, that the Federal Reserve's not private, the CFR loves you. Do you hear any Republican host talk like that now? No, they sound like me. And they will get more and more hardcore. So that's my ultimate victory, and your ultimate victory is that we are changing the course of the debate, and they can't stand it. You're not in charge lecturing us, MSNBC. You go shoot your kids up with vaccines. Oh, they don't. You talk to attorney generals of states. You talk to high-level media people. They laugh and go, of course I don't give my kids shots. Alex, you have a good one. Half the time they go, hey, I'm just doing my job. We don't hate you. Just, Alex, come on. I mean, I've had police chiefs, governors, you name it, just go, listen, I know this stuff's true, but man, I can't believe you're still alive. You got to watch it. What do I do? Let me tell you, the thinking people know what's really going on. So bottom line, we got free shipping in the month of July. We got a new product, Deep Cleanse, that's out. That's just the super cleanser for the whole body. X2 will sell out. I've been thinking it would sell out a few days ago, but it's almost sold out now. The best nation iodine out there. Dr. Group's coming in studio later. It's being bought up. The deep earth crystals for industrial usage at record levels. Governments are buying up the other types of iodine as well. They'll be breaking that down. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com. We now have the knockout that doesn't just have valerian root or things like that in it, or the melatonin. It's got valerian root, melatonin, L-theanine, L-tryptophan, chamomile flower extract, and lemon balm leaf extract, hops flower extract, so much more. And it's the most powerful natural sleeping aid I've ever seen, and it's $19.95 at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Man thinks,
cause he rules it up. He can do with it as he flees. And if things don't change him,
it will.
He will. For a man is invented, he's doomed.
We were just talking about the fact that when I'm on the road, sometimes with just natural light via video Skype, I do a lot better shows, more focused, more eloquent. And it's because when I'm in here 3-4 hours under these LED lights, because they're a lot safer and won't burn the building down, it is like being interrogated. And it's exhausting. And I've thought about the fact that I need to start wearing sunglasses during the breaks. So that's something I'm going to do. We got great lighting people. We need to get an expert in here and figure out how to turn the cameras up and the lights down or something, because it is like being flamethrowed. And it's part of my irritability. A lot of issues I found are being under the hot lights. Gets a little bit old. I'm not complaining. I'm just talking about part of the experience of being a radio/TV host. Nobody does 3 hours of live TV teleprompter free. Well, they've got big round tables of folks and, you know, constantly are going to video clips because they don't have content from their heart. It's a bunch of prepackaged teleprompter written garbage. That's one reason this broadcast is so popular, is that we just break it down from the heart, but also from a historical perspective. And that's why it's so essential that folks realize there's a move to restrict free speech in this country. Don't take it for granted. Use your free speech while we've still got it. And fight for free speech as well. Now, coming up the next hour, I'm going to get into the move to disarm retirees. The Republicans are finally moving to try to block the administration doing it. But there needs to be repercussions for even the attempt, which hasn't been stopped yet. But, I mean, the big gun assault is here. And that's what LaPierre said. It's what Ted Nugent said. It's what Governors of America has said. It's what Professor Lott has said, that the next attack is coming. Well, that was a few months ago. It's here. And again, take advantage of InfoWarsStore.com and the hundreds and hundreds of high-quality products. Take advantage of the nutraceuticals. Take advantage of everything that's available. And know that you are essential to this operation, whether it's spreading the word about it or taking action or calling Congress or getting involved politically, locally, and helping finance the liberty movement. That is so essential. You're not just a part of it. You're at the heart of it. So, again, I salute you all and thank you for your help. Here is some of the chilling testimony from CNS News, from C-SPAN. Mother says her son, murdered by illegal alien, was our family's 9/11 attack by a foreign invader. Laura Wilkerson, a former mother whose 18-year-old son, Joshua, was murdered by an illegal alien in 2010, passionately appealed to Congress. Let's go to that clip.
This was our family's 9/11 terrorist attack by a foreign invader, whether you want to recognize it or whether you do not. This government continues to fail or even recognize that we have an issue. Americans are dying daily at the hands of criminals that we don't even know are here. You're officially notified today there's a problem when this happens. You can't deny it any longer. You cannot stand by and ignore our families, our American families. You're elected by Americans, not any other country. You should be for Americans. If you want to sit quietly on the sidelines, you've thrown your hat into the ring already. Your silence speaks volumes. You're either for Americans or you're not. I will not give up control another one of my children so that a foreign person can have a nicer life. I'm not going to do it. You don't understand the pain. It's so deep in the soul, in the place that you don't even recognize you have.
We're going to go to break.
There aren't words to
I'm going to come back and play the full clip. It's very, very powerful. Mexico is collapsing. So are these other countries, and there is a crime wave, and they act like it's hospitality to be robbed and killed, and that we should be...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com.